Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On tonight's show, Thursday, September the 25th, I'm joined by fellow Gooner David Sims to review last night's clash against Port Vale in the Carabao Cup at Vale Park. Remember, you can check out our show on Spotify and the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. So grab a beverage and enjoy the show. And welcome, as always, a big warm welcome, should I say, to my guest, who's becoming a regular feature on the show now, and it's great to have you along, David Sims. Man, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm thoroughly enjoyed last night's game. I thought it was a lovely throwback, you know, those... Especially to go up to Stoke and win on a Wednesday night, a cold, coldish Wednesday night. You know, we haven't done that for a while.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, how did you see it? You know, what was your thoughts on last night? It was. I thought the atmosphere was great.
I thought the away support, they turned out in great numbers. For, you know, Wednesday evening and for the Carabao Cup, we've seen low attendances in the past, but this is the expectation Arteta's bringing now, and the large attendances for these kind of cup games. You know, you could just see when we scored and all, and the chants we were cheered and chanting all night, drowning out the Port Vale fans. I thought it was a great occasion for the likes of Eberechi-Eze to get his fourth goal for the Arsenal. And another cameo role by Max Delman as well. But before we begin to the review, of course, it was 2-0 to the Arsenal. Eze and Trossard, the victory, of course, meant we're going to be playing in the next round of the Carabao Cup, Brighton at home. But before that, there was a previous meeting all the way back on the 14th of the 4th, 1998. 1-1 after extra time. Dennis Bergkamp scored for ourselves and Corden for Port Vale on the night. We went on to win 4-3 in penalties. Just a quick, the lineup that night for the Gunners was Seaman in goal. Defensively was Dixon, Bold, Keogh, Winterburn. In midfield was Vieira, Stephen Hughes, Ray Parler, and Ian Wright, Mark Overmars, and Dennis Bergkamp. What was your memories of that night, Dave? Can you remember that game? It was a cracking game, wasn't it?
I do remember that game. Yeah, I was around at that point. Yeah, it was a cracking game. You know, you read those names, don't you? And you just realise the legend status, of you know, the majority of those names.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of what we're looking at now with this squad. You know, until we get that big bit of silverware, we can't class any of these players as the legends that you've just spoken of. But you know, with a fair wind and a little bit of help from the football gods, when we do win some silverware, these names will resonate with the names that you've just spoken of. Obviously, for me, you and I think, agree that Dennis Bergkamp is probably one of the greatest players to ever play for Arsenal. I think he just eclipses Henri by a touch.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought the game was you know, back in those years, you know, that was, I was wanting to bring up a little bit of memorabilia actually when we're looking about old stuff. Yeah. This is the 1993 club four cup of tea, which is 1993 Coca-Cola Cup as it was called then.
Yeah,
and the FA Cup. when we played Sheffield Wednesday in both those finals. And I just found this last night when we were talking about after the game.
That's a stunning
So
piece of
there you go. There
memorabilia,
we go.
James. Yeah,
Yeah. So yeah,
that's
keep hold of your memorabilia, guys. You never
yeah,
know. It's probably going to be
100%.
worth at least £1. Yeah, it's a large 4T cup mug with a beautiful old style Arsenal crest with the Coca-Cola cup on one side and the FA Cup on the other.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I've never broke it. So that's quite amazing because everything else that I've ever had. And it's actually even got a really good, made by somebody in England, of course, Kiln Craft. No idea what that is. If there's anyone from the Antiques Roadshow listening to this podcast, give me a shout and I'll get it valued off you.
Yeah, and of course, in those two cup finals, David, we were talking last night ourselves. It was strangely enough against the same club, Sheffield Wednesday. It
Bizarre.
was bizarre, wasn't it? Absolutely bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarre when you think of, what's happened to Sheffield Wednesday
Yeah.
and that they were in those both and they didn't get they went away with nothing.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing how football can go around, and also the way that Port Vale has been in the lower leagues for such a long time, and they were a really big club one day, in the past. It's amazing. So watch out, Man United, anything can happen to you.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. Anything can happen to you. As the saying goes, every dog has their day. So every club goes through a bad time. Yeah. It's very rare a club goes unscathed over time. But yeah, that meeting back in 1998, they could have scuppered their chances of winning the double that year, Port Vale, if they bet us that night. John Rutt was quite a good manager back then. But as of last night's game, as I said, 2-0, Eberechi Eze and Leandro Trossard were two very well taken goals. Trossard coming off the bench again and being an influence, I thought was really refreshing. In terms of our lineup for all the listeners, Kepa was in goal, had a few dodgy moments, but some kick outs, particularly in the second half. There was one moment when I think it was Devante Cole picked up his loose pass and plays it over, but that could have been a bit costly. But Kepa started in goal. And White, welcome return as well. Saliba, Mascherda again at centre back, Lewis Skelly. In midfield was Eze, Norgaard, who had a solid game, Eden and Wardy. And up front was Martinelli, Moreno, and Saka. Our substitutes, Max Delwyn, came on and didn't look at all out of place. He flicked a superb ball over the top that Gyökeres ran onto, and his shot was blocked and went over. So that deserved a goal in itself. Gabriel and Declan Rice completed the substitutes last night. I thought Darren Moore's Port Vale side, David, they gave a very good impression of themselves in the game, particularly the second half. We found it really hard to break down when the score was 1-0. But in particular, the first half, David, really pleasing to see Eberechi as he got his first goal for the Arsenal, wasn't it?
100%. I mean, if we talk about Eze first, I think we've got ourselves some a special player there. If you think in the last two games, he's assisted one, he scored one. We've got Newcastle at the weekend. I think he's starting to feel at home. I think he's starting to feel comfortable. He's getting more minutes. I think he played very well. He looked very happy when he scored. It's the monkey off your back. He really wanted to get that goal. He's got that. He's doing well. He's only going to improve. So I was very pleased for him. Regarding Port Vale, let's give them their dues because they made it difficult. Even though, there was, I don't know, 16,000 people there and there was 3,000 gooners. It's still a very old stadium. You could watch that when the players turned up. They were like, where am I? It's all a bit different. Some of those world-class players. Probably quite good for people like Max because they've played in those places a lot, smaller places, so they feel at home.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was a real, if you want to look at last night, we got minutes for Eze. Max came on, showed no fear whatsoever. Absolutely, every time he gets the ball, he only wants to get behind and he only wants to attack. And he'll have a shot, and he'll have a dig, and he'll create, and like you say, the ball over the top for Gyökeres. Any other day that's a goal, and we're looking at Gyökeres getting a nice another goal, and Max getting an assist. And I just felt that again, Trossard's found his level here. Coming on, I mean, he's just, he's on fire as the substitute. He comes on. I mean, as soon as he scored, I was saying, get him off, like take him off after 2 minutes, save him, don't get him injured. Like literally, he comes on for 3 minutes, scores a goal, take him off. Do you know what I mean? I thought that would have been brilliant if they'd done that. Look at Kepa. I mean, he's a bit more quality than we've got, right? Yeah. And he's our own player. He's not cup tied or anything like that. And I think he's an all right for the first time standing in for Raya. I think he's a good backup. He's a good backup. And I think he will get better as well. It was a funny one because it was all about, we wanted to get minutes. We wanted to, I was very worried when Saka got kicked and went down. I think we all were. We were all like, oh my God, here we go again. But he got up and he was fine. And Arteta made it quite clear after the game that he's fine. But we don't want any more injuries. I mean, Jesus, we don't want any more injuries. But, he mixed the game up last night. Norgaard got some minutes. And the people came on and got a run out. They had their 20 minutes. They had a little bit of, bit of match time to keep themselves fit the weekend. So all in all, we're through. We go to the next. We could have got a lot more dodgy fixtures than Brighton at home. We're at home, which is great because a lot of the fans that don't get to go to games go to the Carabao Cup. It's 10 quid, 20 quid. Tickets usually are quite available. I think it's people take their families. I think it's a great, it's a great game for people to get to go to. And against Brighton, it won't be easy, of course. But, at least we're not. It would have been great to get Spurs. Everybody said, let's get Spurs. And it would have been because we're playing them 4 days later or whatever. So it would have been quite funny. But, we've got to slot that in now. We got Palace. Then we got Brighton. And then we got Spurs. But the one thing is interesting, Jonathan, I don't know if you realise, but now that's with that being confirmed that it's Brighton at home, we play every single game in October in London. We don't leave London. We play every game. We've got an away game at Fulham, but every game is in London. Our Champions Leagues are in London. Our Palace is in London. Spurs is in London. So we're not travelling in October at all, which is great for the team. When you think about where we've been doing and we've got some Champions League coming up and whatever, but for the whole of October, we are going to be able to be focused at home. That is great. That is really good for the team. That is really good for the squad. So, I know we'll talk about Newcastle later, but I just think that last night was it was all about consolidating where we are, getting the new players in. I'd like to have seen Max play a little bit longer. And I think his time will come. And I can see that it's like he has no choice. When the guy comes on and can make those runs and be so intelligent about it, I don't see how he cannot put him in that team more. But I think he's just worried. I think he's waiting for him to be 16. New Year's Eve is his 16th birthday. Very easy for everyone to remind ourselves. So, he still won't be able to have a drink, though, will he? So, he's going to have to wait a little bit longer. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy is unbelievable. I mean, he literally, he is Mad Max. He has no fear whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, 15 years old. I wouldn't want to think what I was doing at 15 years old. I certainly wasn't playing for the Arsenal. I was watching them, but I wasn't playing for them. I mean, it is quite amazing.
From watching the match last night when he came on, he was constantly asking for the ball. And he was getting frustrated at certain players that I think Trossard and Martinelli kind of just didn't turn the blind eye to him when he was free in space. But just looking at his body language, Max Down, he's like a, really a young man, isn't he? He's reached that level. He's reached the first team now and he's part of the squad. It must be special feeling in that, wasn't it, David?
It must be unbelievable. And also that little flick that he did on the halfway line when he sent the ball through.
Yeah.
That little touch. He's a cheat code. He's got skills that some of the older, when I say some of the older players, 25, but they're 10 years older than him. He's coming from that new generation of skill, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's got all the technical skill ability, and he's practiced these things. And yet he's only going to get better. I mean, the guy's not even 16. Let's talk about him in 4 years from now, 5 years from now. You know, I mean, the level he can get to. Again, you know, to wrap it up with Max, all I can say is he loves the Arsenal. His dad loves the Arsenal. We need to sign that contract with him as soon as possible, and we need to, you know, get him in our family. But when he looks around, and also the other big news today, Jonathan, is that he hasn't signed it yet, but it almost is certain that Saliba's going to sign his extension for another 5 years, so 2030. And if you look at Max, when he looks at players at that quality that the world want, and he's choosing to stay at Arsenal, Max now knows I'm going to play with Saliba for at least the next 5 years, right? I'm going to play with Saka for 5 years. I've got Eze.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Come in. He's got a deal, right? He's got all these players. He knows that he's going to grow up in a core of players that are going to be his mentor, his father figures on the pitch, who are going to really help him come through. Because you can see that he just wants to play, and he wants to play for the Arsenal. And that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we're very, very lucky. I mean, you know, and then you've got Nathan, who's getting forgotten about, who's again just a young man. You know, Lewis Skelly's on there, young man. It's suddenly like we're throwing these names in. It's like, yeah, you've been around for a year, you can do it. And it's just unbelievable. We're going to have an incredibly young English team, you know, which again does concern me a little bit. I'm not mad on international football, but I think, you know, it could end up we can have a lot of English players playing for Arsenal. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but that's maybe for another moment. I do remember this is the Dublin Irish podcast, so we'll talk more about David O'Leary.
We make an
Come back.
exception for that, David, don't worry. In terms of the lineup, David, in yesteryear, early rounds of the Carabao Cup, we used to really field a young, very young team, you know. You could say the B squad nearly, you know. But last night's starting lineup, it was quite a strong lineup, pretty much you could say all the first team aside from really Llanwerdy. Arteta really wants to go out this season, doesn't he? You can see that he wants to win some silver, you know, he wants to win silver this season, doesn't he? I think as the Carabao Cup goes on, it's going to be really a full strength 11, isn't it, from now on in from the Brighton game onwards, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Arteta summed it up at the end of the game when he said that when you come to places like this, you've got to think about showing the team respect, but
Respect.
you've also got to think about your own position, you know, and you don't want to embarrass yourself. And I think that was referring to the Grimsby Man United game. You know, you don't want to be embarrassed. Well, it's true. It's the
It
worst
happens,
thing ever when you are a top class manager for a top class club such as Man United as well, and you go to somebody from a lower division and get spanked. I always remember years ago, I think it was in 91 when we got done by Wrexham, and George Graham was the manager, and it was massive news, unbelievable news that we'd been done by them in the FA Cup. And you know, you don't want that to happen. And You're quite right. You know, we'd had fringe player, we'd had under 21 players playing for us in the other games. I think now it's, you know, it's coming through that we want to push on, and going forward, I think through, certainly the next game is at home, and then only after that the quality of teams will increase as of when we go through. And he's going to play. Yeah, he's going to play the BC team. Do you know what I mean? With a little bit of the A team in there.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. I mean, I think he will. I mean, you know, he wants to try. When you've got such a deep squad now, you need to keep these players happy. So the players that aren't playing in the A team, they're going to be in that team to try and push themselves. And I think you saw it last night that, you know, someone like Max and someone like Eze came on, you know, were on the pitch and came on. And Trossard, it just, again, puts them in to Arteta's face going, look at me, look what I've just done. I want to play against Newcastle on Sunday, right? And, you know, if Eze gets into the team on Sunday, he deserves it. He's assisted and he scored in the last two games. If Max is on the bench and gets to come on, he deserves it. If Trossard starts, I'm not too sure. It's like, if something's not broke, don't try and fix it. Have him on the bench, scare them in the lap, you know, scare them. So yeah, all these players are, you know, they'll be rewarded. And it will be very interesting to see. The Brighton game is going to be in between Palace and Spurs. And let's see what the aftermath is after Palace. And then we've got the Spurs game on the Sunday. So he might be, you know, he knows he wants to win that game, right? And so he will make a lot. I think there'll probably be even more changes for the Brighton game because you're at home, you've got your supporters behind you. So we might see, like, Max starting that game, you know?
I really
think you might see Max just start that game and have someone like Saka on the bench or whatever. But, you know, it's still a few weeks away. You know, maybe we might have some players coming back. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll have some other players coming back from injury by then. You know, we'll have a bit of a bigger squad.
Yeah, another player that started last night was... he scored in the pre-season game against Villarreal. Christian Norgaard, who came from Brentford. We haven't seen much of him in the league because he had a bit of a niggle, but last night he looked pretty solid in the middle, didn't he, David?
Yeah, solid, experienced. You know, he was a real rock in Brentford, and they've had a great couple of years. I mean, fantastic buy bias. I mean, you know, when he came in for Jorginho. I mean, you know, he's perfect, absolutely perfect. You know, he's a water carrier. He can get stuck in there. He can do his bit. He's got the experience. Yeah, I was quite pleased. I mean, he looked very happy. I mean, he said afterwards in his post-match that he was very happy to be on the pitch, getting some minutes in. Again, he knows himself. He's been injured, so he can't complain anymore. But, you know, we've got, don't get it wrong. We've got a team of players here and everybody wants to play every game, right? Yeah. And that's down to Arteta now to get that in control so they're not getting upset. I mean, obviously, we've again cursed unlucky by injuries. So we've been able to, and we've had to mix it up a bit. But, you know, hopefully very soon our injuries will come back and we'll have a bigger squad. And that's when it's down to Arteta to keeping people hungry. But, you know, we've got three games a week now for the next 4 or 5 weeks with Champions League and whatever.
Not a rotation.
He will be rotating.
Yeah.
There will be minutes. There will be rotating. And again, you know, we're not leaving London. We've got a away game at Fulham. We've got two Champions League games at home. We need to turn the screw. We need to get the intensity at the Emirates up for these games, the home games. And which I will endure, you know, I'll make that happen as much as I can when I'm there. Lose my voice yet again. Yeah, I mean, you just get that atmosphere, get that cauldron going at the Emirates and really, really bring it home. I think October is going to be a real key month for our season.
Yeah, in
where
terms of,
I'm expecting
as you said,
great
there's a few
great
London
victory.
derbies in there, isn't there, in October? Fulham, Crystal Palace, West Ham, they're teams that kind of been our bogey teams down the years as well, haven't they, David? You know,
And then Spurs, and then Spurs at the end of it, you know. So, you know, we got, but the thing is, these are home games and some away games as well. And you know, it's, you know, we've discussed it before on previous podcasts that we had a very difficult start. You know, we've had five games of very difficult. We had a difficult Champions League. Now we're going to be at home. Next Champions League, we've got Olympiacos. Then we've got Atletico Madrid, both very interesting games, incredibly difficult. Madrid game's going to be, you know, if you thought the Man City game that we had last week was difficult, wait till you get the Madrid game, you know. And whatever it is, I'm not going to be having a word with Simeone because I'm in the front row and I don't want him coming at me with all his boys. We'll be ready. We'll be giving it the old mask at the front. For sure, yeah. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But we can talk about the Champions League games as of when they come. But you know, for all gooners everywhere, buckle up, guys, because this is going to be a really good month. You know, Port Vale was a vintage, old-fashioned, you know, Stoke on a Wednesday night, and we got through it. No banana skin there. And the boys got minutes, which is what you need.
It's truly hard to believe. It would be heading into 2026, be 33 years since we won the League Cup. You know, we've come close on a few occasions, Birmingham City in particular in 2011 when we got beaten by Obafemi Martins literally in the last minute of that game. I was at it, unfortunately. I was going up to
Yeah, I was there.
the corner, to get a top up for extra time. See Szczęsny and Kalshanli spinning it. Over Femi Mars happening in. It was really a gut wrenching moment, that final. What was your memories of that final, David? Are they still there?
I had a lot to drink that day. That's all I can say. I think we'd all waited a long time to get back there, hadn't we, to Wembley, and
Yeah, long
the
time.
weather was pretty miserable. It was a pretty
Was.
miserable wet day as well, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it
It was just,
was.
it wasn't what we'd all expected. It wasn't that blue sky Wembley, you know, cup final thing. It was just drizzling and pouring. It's like, oh, come on, boys, let's just go home. We lost this one, you know. It was, it was a very disappointing. I mean, I think the League Cup, the Chelsea game, the Chelsea League Cup out in, was it the Chelsea League Cup? I'm trying to think of it. Did we play Chelsea in the League
We played
Cup?
Drogba but scored twice, didn't he? Theo Walcott put in the net.
Out in Cardiff. Yeah, that was, I mean, that was a great trip. We all travelled down in cars, and we had a great view, great game. And when Theo scored, that was just, you know, but that wasn't to be. And you know, John Terry had his incident, and Diaby saved his life, and the rest is history, you know. No, I mean, it would be nice to get to final in March, as you know, just to sort of take the pressure off and get a bit of silverware before the big stuff happens later on in the season, you know. I think that's what everybody looks at it. But I think if we're going to get there, he will stick with the BC team. I think he will do. Gets to the final, might change his mind, but Arteta can be quite pragmatic about that, can't he? And he can, once he gets his idea about who plays, you know. But we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see.
But all
Like I
the
say,
teams
we
that
got.
are remaining, David, that's still left in the Carabao Cup, would you feel Arsenal have a very strong chance of winning the Carabao Cup? But when you think of our squad now,
I think it's. Yeah, and I think also the way that, you know, you've got Newcastle Spurs, one of those is going home.
going home,
I mean, Liverpool they'll get their last, you know, they'll get their 102nd minute goal to see them through or something. Do you know what I mean? So they'll be there. But also, you know, you've also got to think about Liverpool have got bigger fish to fry in the sense that they really don't want to get any injuries. They've lost a centre back this week with an ACL, which is very sad when players get that. And they're down to three centre backs. So they're not going to want the pressure. They've got Champions League as well. You've got to look at the teams in there that have, Man City Champions League, Liverpool Champions League, Spurs Champions League. They're not going to. It'll be very interesting. We are set up because we have a very large squad, and our squad needs playing, And I think that's the difference now. There is a real difference to all those other teams. We have a great squad of players, and the longer we can stay in this competition, the better it's going to be for our squad, keeping them quiet, keeping them hungry, keeping them fed, keeping the minutes on the pitch. So I really hope that we go all the way in this, because it's going to be a great way. Because then you've got the FA Cup coming in January. Again, keep the minutes, keep the squads happy, keep the squad fit, so that when you have fall and breaks in your A team, when you're bringing in your lesser players, they're match fit, they're hungry for it, they want to prove themselves, and they can see an opportunity to get into that first team. So ideally, you want your players playing football, and to do that, staying in the Caribou Cup will be fantastic. And by the way, what is Caribou? I don't even someone told me it was a drink. I mean,
energy sports drink. It's one of these mad Gen Z, drinks.
I always remember. I mean, this was called the Coca-Cola Cup. I mean, but I always remember it being the Milk Cup. It was the Milk Cup when I was growing up.
The Milk Cup.
The Littlewoods Cup and
the Carling Cup
like
was called at one time as well. Isn't that right?
But no one drinks Carling, no one drinks Coca-Cola, and no one shops at Littlewoods anymore. So now it's some Gen Z thing. I don't know. It'll be the Tinder Cup before you know it. I say, fair play. Let's keep it. Let's keep in the game. Yeah. Let's go get all the way to the, as far as we can.
Yeah.
And we do that by beating Brighton. And of course, I'll say it now. Trossard again against Brighton. It's written in the stars, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
He's going to score against his old team. He'd be well up for it. So yeah, good.
Our man of the match from last night, Davis.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you can't really look past Eze. I thought, he got his goal. He played very, very well. He played for duration. So, again, we can't give it to another substitute. It has to be somebody that was on the pitch for a length of time.
Yeah,
or else we're just going to be giving the man of matches to the subs. Although Trossard was brilliant. If Max had played for half an hour, I'd have given it to him, because I thought he really made a difference. But again, because of the goal, and Eze really did run, he ran his heart out and his passion to get the goal. It has to be the Gooner, Eze.
Yeah, it's hard to,
for
hard
sure.
To argue with you that there, Davey. I thought he had an all round good game, and his goal topped off a superb performance. So, he's starting his Arsenal career with an assist on Sunday for an equalising goal from Martinelli against Man City, and getting the goal from Def to put us into the next round of Carabao Cup has been a bad few days for him. In terms of a bit of for the last few moments of the show, last few minutes, a bit of a sad end and a sad note, really. Former Arsenal Academy player Billy Veger has died at the age of 21 after sustaining a significant brain injury during the match. Veger sustained the injury while playing for Chichester City in the seventh tier of English football against Wingate and Finchley on Saturday. The game was subsequently suspended. Your thoughts on that, David?
It's very, very sad.
I'd
like to send all our condolences to his family, his mum and dad. It must be quite terrible. 21 years old, bright footballer, signed for Arsenal when he was 14. He only left us last year. He's Arsenal through and through. It's really deeply sad. And I've had messages from Gooners all tonight. Everyone's talking about it. I'm sure on Sunday. I will be there on Sunday. The Arsenal fans will give him a tribute as well. Rest in peace, Billy.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, so such a young age, 21, such a waste of life, you know, so young. But it's frightening to think what can happen on football pitches nowadays, isn't it? Especially the lower tier pitches, as we were discussing before we came on air, Dave. These things do happen.
Exactly. You know, this again throws up the whole health and safety. You know, of course, it's a physical sport. He didn't suffer his injury during the actual physicality of the game. It was when he came off the pitch and hit something hard on the surrounding parts of the ground. That needs to be looked at. We've all done it. We all know people that do it. We see it even in Premier League. You've got hoardings, you've got advertising hoardings, you've got everything, fences and whatever. But it is something that needs to be looked at. And poor Billy. It's a real shame.
Yeah, no doubt he'll get a great tribute from the Arsenal fans for this coming weekend's game against Newcastle United away. But for the moment, for our review show, I'd like to thank David Sims for coming along, pal. It's been a pleasure having you on for the last half hour or so. Thank you for everyone that listens. Check out our show on Spotify and also on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. Until our preview show against Newcastle coming up in a while, we'll see you then.